You know, I periodically check the text line, and they're rolling through as Tyler. Tyler has nothing, not impressed whatsoever about Aaron Judge. And as Tony Gwynn Jr., our MLB insider, said, one of the best offensive seasons we've ever seen in the history of the game. And a lot of people with Tyler. No one should give an F about Aaron Judge and what the Yankees are doing. A texter sends in.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
Finally. And a lot of this, Judge is probably juicing.
Ooh.
A lot of that.
I can't say it hadn't crossed my mind a time or two.
Did it? Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be that way with everybody, except Albert Pujols.
I'm not real sure Pujols didn't juice
did
a little bit last month.
A little bit last month. Trying to get to 700. He's got two more away.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the thing. I do agree with Tony about that point. Like, anytime somebody does something like this,
sure.
I mentioned Tatis. That was the last person I probably should have said who just got in trouble for
that pop of PEDs,
for that haircut juicing that he got. My man said the spray that they sprayed on him is what tipped off.
Well,
that failed.
Since you said it, what do you know about that show?
I know about it. I know a little bit.
I mean, if anybody might be suspected of juicing via their hair. I think it may be Ron, the show human. I think there's some PEDs that have been involved here.
Absolutely not.
I think they have. It's the only way. All of a sudden, you start seeing a new barber.
It costs too much.
You see a new barber in a bigger city that you are oddly, blindly committed to.
Had to.
And there may be a little bit of a secret there with what's going on with your hair.
Let me tell you why I can stand it. It's not. Because who referred me to the barber? Cecil Shorts III.
Well, you know, Cecil.
And he could not revive Cecil.
Cecil may live by a different. Cecil.
Wow, different, dude.
He may live by a different set of rules.
Yeah, Cecil's hair did not survive.
I mean,
damn.
Cecil may be willing to just go, you know, I don't need hair. I'm good with it. Where Cecil's, you may have walked in, it was really bothering you. So my man said, I don't offer this to all my
Cecil
clients.
Cecil tried to hang on
tell.
For a couple of years, including walking into during a break one time into Tyler and saying, hey, man, how's this look?
I had to be real with him.
What'd you tell him, T?
He came in here, he said, look, I'd never seen him get so serious. Cecil said, Tyler, I need you to be real with me. He took his hat off, which I was not expecting what was under the hat. I hadn't seen him without a hat in a while. He said, I need you to be real with me. Do I keep fighting this fight or do I shave this thing? I looked at him dead in his eyes. I said, Cecil, it's time.
It's time to shave. I am so proud of you and shocked at the same time. I wouldn't have thought you had the balls to say that to Cecil.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he asked me. He looked real serious. He said, I need you to be real. So I was real.
Well, he knew asking the question what the answer was.
His response was even better, though. He looked at me. He said, you know what? All right. And he walked out. Next time I saw him, shaved.
Cecil pulls off the bald dome.
Oh, he
well.
Does it
very
well.
Well.
He does it well.
Yes.
Yeah, he does it well. From the text line also, oh, my God, Tyler is the kind of Astro fan that's annoying. I hate the Yankees, but I can appreciate the kind of year Judge is having.
Oh, shove it. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, we can all agree. We can see where it may be a tad bit annoying, no?
I mean, I'm just call it like I see it. I said congrats to the guy. I hope he gets some kind of plaque.
I mean, you want to give him a fruit
bat. You know what?
A plaque.
Enjoy it while you can before you run into the Astros in October.
Would you go with edible arrangements?
I like that part.
Would you go with edible arrangements? That's the question.
That's about what it's worth. Yeah, get a really nice one. A really nice fruit assortment.
You were buying your wife edible arrangements?
Yeah, not edible. Yeah, edible arrangements. So Courtney hates roses. She hates flowers. She thinks it's the dumbest gift ever. And she hates chocolate.
Okay.
So that was some of the gifts. Here, let me get you these edible arrangements. Look it up.
I mean, he's really trying to amp this edible arrangement for his old lady.
Strawberries and them pineapples. I look it up.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've never been in a relationship where I received roses or anything like that. I'm just going to be honest. Edible arrangements wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a part of it.
I think all of our listeners should send some sort of fruit assortment to Yankee Stadium addressed Aaron Judge.
I love fruit.
What is your problem?
I love fruit.
Let's congratulate the guy on such a big accomplishment.
Do you think Courtney appreciated your edible arrangements?
Sure she did. I mean, she ate a lot of them. We got about three vases that came in.
She may like fruit, but like, do you really? I mean, I'm sure she is a quality young lady, so I'm sure she appreciated the gesture of her husband and the thought. But do you think like she really like?
What the hell? Hell is, so yeah. What are you trying to say?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I think she did appreciate it.